This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
A week before the United Kingdom voted whether or not to leave the European Union, it looked like those in the Remain camp could relax. The pundits, the press, even the betting markets were sanguine about the status quo. The polls confirmed their confidence. Well, about those polls. Upon closer examination in the harsh light of retrospect, they didn't quite tell the whole story, not all of them anyway. Those pointing to a Brexit win were the oddball outliers until they proved to be correct. Fast forward to the U.S. presidential contest. Most national polls show Hillary Clinton with a comfortable lead. Donald Trump would like his supporters to think we're looking at another Brexit. What about you? Comfortable trusting the polls on this one? Matthew Goodwin is a professor of politics and international relations at the University of Kent. He's written about the parallels between the Brexit vote and the presidential election for Politico. Professor Goodwin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
I was just on the New York Times website a few moments ago, and they have a running presidential forecast, a little thermometer there, right now for a chance of winning Clinton 86%, Trump 14%. Got to tell you, that sounds pretty decisive to me.
Well, indeed. It certainly appears a case that in statistical models and forecasts, Donald Trump is the underdog. Having said that, we also went through a similar experience here in Britain ahead of our so-called Brexit referendum, where even on the day of the vote, as it was taking place, both the betting markets and forecasts put the percentage chance of a Brexit loss at over 85% and in some cases over 90%. And of course, the result was very different, largely because of errors within the opinion polls, which had failed to detect what was really going on.
What is it that those opinion polls are failing to capture?
Well, in the case of Brexit, it was mainly a failure to capture unlikely voters, and in particular, older working class voters who had not been responding to the polls. And so we saw around 2.5 million extra voters that we didn't see at the previous general election. Of the seven last polls during that campaign, only one had Brexit ahead.
Are there any canary in the coal mine metrics for Brexit that, you know, you look in the rearview mirror and they now seem prophetic?
Well, I think if you look at the data and you believe the data, you know, you can always now, in hindsight, see a pathway to Brexit. I mean, we knew that immigration concerns were really important to voters, and we could see in particular a strong enthusiasm gap in the polling data. So those who were saying they were going to vote for Brexit looked more enthusiastic and they looked more committed to the vote. That enthusiasm gap really mattered because it led to differential turnout. It's a fancy way of saying one side's voters turned out in greater numbers than another side. And I think in a way, when I'm looking at the data on the Trump-Clinton phenomenon, I mean, even though it's a different contest because you've got the Electoral College, which is slightly different to a referendum, you can begin to see actually some evidence of an enthusiasm gap, in particular over the last few days, between supporters of Donald Trump and supporters of Hillary Clinton.
Which tells you what exactly? Are you ready to sort of stake a claim to a possible outcome here?
Well, I think it's going to still be quite difficult for Mr. Trump, given the Electoral College. However, I've been arguing for quite a long time that Trump would finish strongly and that his base would rally in the final weeks and days. And indeed, that seems to be happening if we look at the national polls and we look at the state level polls. And the reason I argued that was mainly because of our experience of Brexit, that when you look at the characteristics of Trump voters, you know, they are often coming from the very sort of same sections of society as Brexit voters, and they are incredibly distrustful of mainstream elites, and they are incredibly motivated to have their views heard. So, you know, Trump finishing strongly does not surprise me. The big question mark is whether he's going to finish strong enough to cross the line in some of those absolutely essential battleground states like North Carolina and Pennsylvania. And that is ultimately where he's going to be putting all of his hopes on there being a modest polling error. Because if he can get within the margin of error within 2-3 points of Clinton, and the polls have failed to put together a sample that captures Trump voters, then he's got a chance. He's got a realistic chance. So, you know, the Trump presidency, I think, has moved from the realm of being implausible to being more than plausible.
Matthew Goodwin, a professor of politics and international relations at the University of Kent. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.